You're listening to sermons from Liberty Baptist Church in Newport Beach, California. For more information about Liberty or to donate to this ministry, you can visit us at libertybaptistchurch.org. We pray that the Lord will use this message to be a help and encouragement in your life.
I enjoy having the Spanish ministry with us in church.
Me encanta tener el ministerio de español con nosotros en la iglesia.
We don't do it every Sunday, but for those that you say, I'm not so sure about hearing another language in church.
No lo hacemos cada domingo para aquellos que están preocupados de escuchar otro lenguaje en la iglesia.
You're going to have a hard time in heaven.
Vas a tener un tiempo difícil en el cielo.
The Bible says that every tribe, every tongue, every nation will be crying, holy, holy, holy.
La Biblia dice que cada tribu, cada lengua, cada nación está alabando a Dios, santo, santo, santo.
And I'm not sure we're going to be doing that in English.
No sé si vamos a estar haciéndolo en inglés.
I'm not sure. For about that, but I'm thankful for what God's doing in our church.
Estoy animado lo que Dios está haciendo en nuestra iglesia.
And one of the reasons that we bring the Spanish in sometimes for special services is to remind all of us we are one church.
Y una de las razones que traemos el ministerio de español con nosotros para recordarnos a todos que somos solamente una iglesia.
We are a team.
Somos un equipo.
We're a diverse family seeking to impact Orange County and beyond with the gospel of Christ.
Somos una iglesia, familia diversa buscando impactar el condado de Orange y más allá con el evangelio de Cristo.
This morning we launch out in what is the most ambitious by dollar amount project in the 43-year history of our ministry.
Esta mañana queremos iniciar oficialmente proyecto más ambicioso por montón de dólares y dólares en nuestro ministerio en nuestra historia.
It is also the most all-encompassing project as far as the number of buildings that it will touch, and in turn the number of lives that it will touch within our ministry and around the world.
Es un proyecto que va a tocar todos los edificios aquí y también alrededor del mundo.
As we do that, I'd like us to turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 28 this morning.
Vamos a ir a Primera de Crónicas capítulo 28, por favor, esta mañana.
If you don't have a copy of God's Word, there should be one in the pew rack in front of you. I'd encourage you to find the passage. You'll always get more from the message if you'll see God's Word for yourself.
Si usted necesita una Biblia, ahí está enfrente. Siempre vas a agarrar más del mensaje si usted mira la Biblia por usted mismo.
In 1 Chronicles in chapter number 28, we're going to look at the story of David challenging his son Solomon to do a great work for God in building a temple for God's people to use for God's work.
En Primera de Crónicas 28 vamos a ver cómo David desafió a su hijo Salomón para construir un templo para el pueblo del Señor.
I'm going to try to preach quickly this morning.
Quiero predicar rápidamente esta mañana.
In quicker than I normally do, I talk too fast too sometimes.
Más rápido que de lo normal, a veces hablo muy rápido.
So you'll need to listen fast.
Usted necesita escuchar rápidamente.
Normally my messages are about 8 or 9 pages, single space typed.
A veces mis mensajes son de 8 a 9 páginas.
That's not a joke.
No es un chiste, right?
I don't know why you're laughing at that. Today it's 4.
Ahora es 4.
And all God's people said.
Todo el pueblo dice.
What are you trying to say? You're not supposed to clap about that, all right? The interesting thing is, I'll preach in Spanish in the Spanish ministry or in other countries with an interpreter from time to time, and I always preach shorter when I have an interpreter. You would think it would be double. I don't know why that is, but you're in luck. It should be shorter than normal.
Amen. Dice que lo interesante cuando va a otro país se predica con alguien que está interpretando siempre es más corto de lo normal. Entonces, anímese con eso.
This campaign, when it is done, will touch every building on our campus, which will in turn touch every person who has any association or involvement in our church and school ministries.
Cuando se complete esta campaña, tocará todos los edificios de este campus. A la vez, afectará a todas las personas que tengan alguna asociación o participación en este ministerio o escuela cristiana.
It'll touch every church member.
Va a tocar cada miembro de la iglesia.
Every student.
Cada estudiante.
Every parent.
Cada padre.
Every visitor.
Cada visitante.
Every child.
Cada niño.
Every senior citizen.
Cada anciano.
Every bus rider.
Cada pasajero de autobús.
Every person who hears preaching in our buildings.
Cada persona que escucha la predicación en
Everyone
estos edificios.
Who watches our services online.
Cada persona que mira por medio del internet.
Every Bible class.
Cada clase bíblica.
Every connection group.
Cada grupo de conexión.
Every baby in the nursery.
Cada bebé en la guardería.
While you see renderings of buildings, I want to make it clear this project isn't just about improving buildings.
A mirar las imágenes de los edificios, quiero que sea claro, no solamente se trata de mejorar los edificios.
It's about impacting lives.
Se trata de impactar a vidas.
You see, it's been said buildings don't change lives, but what happens inside of them does.
Se ha dicho, los edificios no cambian vidas, pero lo que sucede en ellos sí.
In addition to the potential impact of tens of thousands of lives on this property in the coming years, I'm excited that this project will greatly impact our monthly budget as we retire our debt.
Además del impacto potencial de decenas de miles de vidas en esta propiedad en los próximos años, este proyecto tendrá un impacto en nuestro presupuesto mensual a medida de retiramos nuestra deuda.
Also, as a part of this campaign, our ministry will reach out to several continents to build missions facilities that will impact lives around the world for decades to come, should the Lord tarry in his coming.
También se extenderá a varios continentes para construir instalaciones misioneras que impactarán vidas en todo el mundo durante las próximas décadas si el Señor tarda en su venida.
And that is the end of page 1 of 4.
Y ese es el último de última de la primera página de 4.
Three more pages.
Tres páginas más, all right?
All right. I want to bring to you a brief message this morning entitled Let's Change Lives.
Quiero traerle un breve mensaje titulado Vamos a cambiar vidas.
In 1 Chronicles chapter number 28, we see some amazing principles and truths as Solomon embarked with the people of God to build the temple that we can apply to our journey that we're embarking upon as a church.
En Primera de Crónicas 28 vemos algunos principios y verdades que podemos aplicar en este viaje que estamos emprendiendo como iglesia.
Would you see 1 Chronicles chapter number 28, verse number 10? Would you read that aloud with me?
Primera de Crónicas capítulo 28 y versículo 10.
Let's read verse 10 aloud. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 10. Ready? Begin. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it.
En versículo número 10, hermanos, leamos en voz alta, por favor, Primera de Crónicas 28, 10, todos juntos. Mira, pues, ahora que Jehová te ha elegido para que edifiques casa para el santuario, esfuérzate y hazla.
Looking at how God has been leading and blessing our ministry and some of our obvious facility needs, we believe that God is leading us to take this next step. And as this verse says, it's time, church family, to be strong and do it.
Al observar cómo Dios ha dirigido y bendecido nuestro ministerio y algunas de nuestras obvias necesidades de instalaciones, creemos que Dios está guiando a dar para este próximo paso. Es tiempo, iglesia, de ser fuerte y hacerlo.
Then notice the first phrase of verse number 11, would you? It says, then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern.
Fíjese, por favor, en versículo 11 de 1 Crónicas 28, dice, y David dio a Salomón, su hijo, el plano del pórtico del templo.
As God's people embarked upon a building project that would change their lives and the lives of those around them, I see here, number one, if this campaign is going to be successful, I see, number one, a generational partnership.
Si el pueblo de Dios se va a unir para hacer el templo que Dios desea que nosotros hagamos, yo estoy mirando primeramente aquí un grupo generacional.
It said, then David gave to Solomon his son.
Dice, y David dio a Salomón su hijo.
Look at verse number 20. Skip down to chapter 28, verse 20, if you will. And David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, don't you like that, nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. And then it says in verse 21, behold, the courses of the priests, the Levites, they shall be with thee for all the service of the house. There shall be with thee for all manner of workmanship, every willing, skillful man, for any manner of service. Also the princes of all the people will be holy at thy commandment. And then verse number 1 of the next chapter, furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God.
Mire versículo 20 de Crónicas 28, dice, dijo además David a Salomón su hijo, anímate y esfuérzate y manos a la obra, no temas ni desmayes, porque Jehová tu Dios, mi Dios, estará contigo, él no te dejará ni te desamparará hasta que acabes toda la obra para el servicio de la casa de Jehová. Versículo 21, he aquí los grupos de los sacerdotes y de los levitas, para que todo el ministerio de la casa de Dios estarán contigo toda la obra, asimismo todos los voluntarios e inteligentes para toda forma de servicio, y los príncipes y todo el pueblo para ejecutar todas tus órdenes. Capítulo 29, versículo 1. Después dijo el rey a David, toda la asamblea, solamente a Salomón mi hijo ha elegido Dios, él es joven y tierno de edad, y la obra grande, porque la casa no es para hombre sino para para Jehová Dios.
You see, David had prayed and prepared and planned to build a temple for God in his lifetime.
Sí, David había planeado y había orado de preparar un templo para Dios en la vida de él.
It was his dream and his desire to do
era
that.
Era el deseo de él, era su visión.
But sometimes things that we desired or dreamed about don't come to fruition in our lifetimes or in our ministry.
Pero a veces cosas que nosotros soñamos y nosotros queremos hacer no llegan a cabo en nuestra vida o en nuestro tiempo.
But God can use us to prepare and pass on something to the next generation.
Pero Dios puede usarnos a nosotros para preparar algo para dar a la siguiente generación.
Isn't that what happened for those in our ministry that some of those that sacrificed to build the two buildings that we recently built?
¿Qué no fue eso lo que pasó para algunos de ustedes que sacrificaron para dar a esos dos edificios que acabamos de construir?
There were people that had no children, in either that don't have children or never had children or didn't have any children living, but they gave so that other people's children could be brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Había gente que no tenían hijos, no tienen hijos, pero dieron a estos edificios para que otros, los hijos de los demás, podían estar en la obra del Señor.
You saw the testimony of Joe and Renee Walsh, and their children were out of their home, and their granddaughter was graduated before we had those buildings, but I sat in their home, and they told me what a joy it was to give so that that could be built. What do we hear there? A generational partnership. Somebody saying, I want to do something for the next generation.
Miramos el testimonio de los hermanos Walsh diciendo, mira, nuestra nieta y nuestros hijos no están aquí, pero queremos dar para la obra de Dios, para que otros puedan estar involucrados en la obra del Señor. ¿Qué se llama eso? Se llama un grupo generacional.
Many gave who no longer had children in school.
Muchos dieron que ya no tienen hijos en la escuela.
And today more than 200 children are receiving a Bible-based education every day.
Y hoy más de 200 niños reciben una educación basada en la Biblia todos los días.
Hundreds use the gymnasium every week.
Cientos usan el gimnasio cada semana.
Scores of adults go to their adult connection group and hear the Bible taught in that building every
Muchos
Sunday.
Muchos adultos llegan a su escuela dominical para escuchar el evangelio en esas clases allá.
God's pattern for his work is that it is multi-generational.
El modelo de Dios para su obra es que sea una generación de muchas edades.
God wants to see the church generations working together, not fighting against each other for their own agendas.
Dios quiere mirar una multigeneración trabajando juntos, no luchando los unos contra los otros.
The biblical pattern is there are young people that love and respect and appreciate the older generation that paved the way for them.
El paterno bíblico es que hay una generación de jóvenes que agradecen a la avanzada generación.
And then an older generation that says, I'm cheering for you, I believe in you, and they're pulling and paving the way to help the younger generation go to the next level.
Y la generación avanzada dice, nosotros estamos animando a los jóvenes a que sigan nuestros pasos, a que sigan sirviendo al Señor.
If a church is going to move forward, generations must work together.
Si la iglesia va a seguir adelante, las generaciones tienen que trabajar juntos.
A healthy church should have full nurseries and should have plenty of white hair, or as I'm getting there, no hair.
Una iglesia saludable debería de tener muchos bebés en la guardería y muchos ancianos con pelo blanco o sin pelo como el pastor, okay?
Great. All right, you're done. We're going English the rest of the way. That's it. Great churches move forward together, sacrificing one for the other.
Las grandes iglesias están juntos, sacrificando juntos en un grupo generacional.
The handsome work with those that are not so handsome.
Los altos fuertes trabajan con
I have no idea what he said. Number two, passage we see if this campaign is going to move forward, we need a generational partnership. Number two, we need a sacrificial effort.
Si vamos a ver esta campaña a realizar, tenemos que tener un grupo generacional. Número dos, un esfuerzo de sacrificio.
Notice what the Bible says in the first half of verse number two. It says, "Now I have prepared with what church? With all my might."
Primera de Crónicas 29 y versículo número 2, mira lo que dice, yo con todas mis fuerzas.
David said, I have made sacrifices for the next generation.
David dijo, yo estoy haciendo sacrificio para la siguiente generación.
Notice verse number 3 what he says. He says, moreover, because I have set my what church? My affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God. Notice what what he says here, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house.
Mira lo que dice en versículo 3 de Crónicas 29, dice, además de esto, por cuanto tengo mi afecto en la casa de mi Dios, yo guardo en mi tesoro particular oro y plata que, además de todas las cosas, he preparado para la casa del santuario, he dado para la casa de mi Dios.
David said, with all my might, I want to make a sacrifice for this.
David dijo, con todas mis fuerzas quiero sacrificar por esto.
I've given my affection to this.
He dado mi afección a esto.
Of my substance, he said, I've given to this.
He dado
my
de mi sustancia de esto.
And then he said, over and above.
Él dice, más allá de lo normal.
This project, these projects are going to take some sacrifices.
Estos proyectos va a tomar sacrificio.
Great works aren't built with spare time and pocket change.
Las grandes obras no se construye con tiempo libre y cambio de bolsillo.
I like what Sarah Godby said in her in that video. You and I are going to have to pray and ask God to increase our faith.
Me gusta lo que dijo la hermana Sara en el video. Usted y yo vamos a tener que orar que Dios incrementa nuestra fe.
For some of us, we should be considering how can we do something beyond maybe what we've ever done before.
Para algunos de nosotros deberíamos de considerar cómo podemos hacer más de lo que hemos hecho antes.
I know that my wife and I are thinking that way.
Yo sé que mi esposa y yo estamos pensando de esa manera.
And I know that many others are as well.
Yo sé que muchos de ustedes también.
We need to understand, as we see in this passage, church, that a project that makes a huge impact is going to take a huge investment.
Tenemos que entender al ver este pasaje que un proyecto que tenga un gran impacto requiere una gran inversión.
And then just before, so that I don't forget for staff meeting tomorrow, can we go back to that last side slide that said sacrificial effort?
Para que no me olvide mañana en el grupo donde dice ahí.
For our design team, we can never put anything with the Cowboys on the screens again. All right.
Para el grupo que está diseñando ningún este equipo con los Cowboys, okay? Por favor, quita eso, por favor.
Number three, the third thought.
Número tres.
What do we see in this passage? We see a willing involvement.
Miramos número tres, una participación voluntaria.
Skip to verse number 5, if you will, of chapter 29.
Mire capítulo 29, versículo 5, por favor.
I want you to circle this maybe in your Bible. I have, if you're in the habit of marking your Bible. Notice in verse number 5, it says, what did they give? The gold for things of gold, silver for things of silver. Skip down, and who then is, what's that word there, church? Who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Who's willing? Then verse 6, it says the chief of the fathers, and you skip down with the rulers offered what, church? The last word of verse number 6, offered willingly. Skip down. I was going to read 7 and 8. You can read that on your own. Verse number 9, for the sake of time. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered what, church? Willingly. With a perfect heart, they offered what? Willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. A willing involvement.
Mira, versículo 5 dice, oro pues para las cosas que son de oro. ¿Y qué dice al final del versículo? Hoy ofrenda voluntaria a Jehová. Mira lo que dice versículo 6. Al final, ofrecieron voluntariamente. Mire versículo número 9. Dice, y se alegró el pueblo por haber contribuido, ¿qué iglesia? Voluntariamente, porque de todo corazón ofrecieron a Jehová, ¿qué iglesia? Voluntariamente.
They were happy to use what God had given them for the glory of God and the good of others.
Estaban felices de usar lo que Dios le había dado a ellos para la gloria de Dios y para el bien de otros.
They were excited to sacrifice to see the project completed.
Estaban emocionados de sacrificar y servir para ver el proyecto completado.
As your pastor, this campaign is not something that I want to see anyone involved in because they have to.
Como su pastor, esta campaña no es algo que yo quiero que usted se involucre, que usted se involucra porque tiene que hacerlo.
My wife and I are so excited that we get to be a part of this, to be able to look back years from now and see what God used us to be a part of.
Mi esposa y yo estamos emocionados de que podemos ser parte de esto, mirar atrás a los años y decir Dios nos usó para ser parte de esto.
I want to be a part of a church and a school that's seeking to do more for God and more for people.
Quiero ser parte de una iglesia, parte de una escuela que está buscando ser más para Dios y más para otros.
We don't have to serve, we get to.
No tenemos que servir, podemos servir.
We don't have to give, we get to.
No tenemos que dar, podemos dar.
This afternoon, we don't have to share Bibles with our community, we get to.
En esta tarde no tenemos que ir a compartir Biblias a nuestra comunidad, podemos ir a compartir
Every
la palabra
Sunday,
de Dios.
I don't have to go to church, I get to.
Cada domingo no tengo que ir a la iglesia, yo puedo ir a la iglesia.
Take the have to out of your Christian life and get to the place that it's a get to, I want to, the love of Christ constraineth
Amen.
Me.
Quite el tengo que y ponga ahí el puedo ir a la casa del Señor. Pablo dijo, el amor de Cristo me constriñe.
By the way, very quickly in verse number 9, I want you to notice three different groups of people that are blessed when we willingly and enthusiastically get involved in a work that is bigger than ourselves.
Quiero que anoten ahí en versículo 9 tres grupos que son bendecidos cuando nosotros involucramos voluntariamente con entusiasmo en trabajo más grande que nosotros mismos.
Verse number 9, what does it say there? Are you with me in verse number 9? Then the who rejoice church, then the people rejoice.
Mira versículo 9 ahí, Crónicas 29:9 dice la palabra del Señor y se alegró el pueblo por haber contribuido voluntariamente.
Willing involvement brings joy to three different people.
El involucrarse voluntariamente trae gozo a tres grupos diferentes.
Number one, it brings joy to you.
Número uno, trae gozo a usted.
You know, I've never regretted anything that I've done for a cause bigger than myself.
Yo nunca me he desanimado que he hecho algo por una causa más grande que mí mismo.
I've never regretted sharing Christ with a single person.
Nunca me he lamentado de haber compartido a Cristo con una persona.
I've never regretted a dime that my wife and I have given through the offering of this church.
Nunca me he lamentado de dar dinero en la obra del Señor.
You know what I have regretted? The times when I've lived too selfishly.
En los tiempos que sí me he lamentado los tiempos que he vivido yo egoístamente.
What does the Bible say? It is more blessed to what? Give than to receive.
La Biblia dice es más bendecido dar que recibir.
Who receives joy when you willingly get involved? You do.
¿Quién recibe gozo cuando usted voluntariamente se involucra? Usted.
I was in the home of one of our families talking to them about this project and answering some questions, and as they shared how God was leading them to be a part of this, they shared a story from the last building project here at Liberty.
Estaba en una casa de nuestras familias hablando sobre este proyecto y ellos estaban comentando de cómo Dios había trabajado en el último proyecto aquí en la Iglesia Libertad.
They said, Pastor Tomlinson announced we're raising funds for a gymnasium.
Ellos dijeron, el Pastor Tomlinson dijo, estamos recaudando fondos para un gimnasio.
He said, it's going to be filled with people that are going to be growing, families having fun together, school children making memories and things. But they said, we didn't quite see it, and we really didn't think it was a very important project.
Dice, el gimnasio va a estar lleno de niños y familias, estudiantes, van a estar ahí en el gimnasio, pero nosotros realmente no miramos la importancia de ese gimnasio.
They said, but we decided to follow our pastor's leadership, and we willingly gave and sacrificed.
Pero decidimos seguir el liderazgo de nuestro pastor, y dimos sacrificadamente, voluntariamente para el gimnasio.
And then here's what they said, the first Sunday that we opened it, and we saw it being used by our church family, it clicked.
Dice, el primer domingo que se abrió las puertas del gimnasio, y vimos a los niños riéndose y usando ahí el edificio, dice, se encendió el foco.
They said we had great joy that we had been a part of it because now we saw how it was going to be used for God's glory.
Y tuvimos grande gozo porque ahora hemos visto que el gran gozo que trae ese gimnasio para la gloria del Señor.
Who gets joy when people offer willingly? It says the people rejoice. Then secondly, with a perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. May I say this? Another one that's pleased when we have willing involvement is God.
Otro que se regocija cuando nosotros damos voluntariamente es Dios.
I think the Bible says the Lord loveth a cheerful giver.
Creo que la Biblia dice que el Dios ama a un dador alegre.
He is honored when we willingly give of what we have to make a difference in others.
Él es honrado cuando nosotros voluntariamente damos para otros.
And then I want you to see lastly who does it bring joy to, it who does it impact, it influences others. Notice what it says at the end of that verse, and David the king also rejoiced with great joy.
Dice el número 3, ¿quién recibe gozo cuando nosotros damos a Dios? Otros. Dice, David el rey se regocijó cuando dieron a la obra del Señor.
For the sake of time, I'm not going to read a few verses that I was, but if you want to jot them down in your notes, verse 12 and verses 14 through 17 show us when we answer the ownership issue, we will willingly sacrifice for these things. You can read those at another time.
No voy a tomar el tiempo de leer los versículos, pero usted quiere ver los versículos 12 y versículos 14 al 17 de Crónicas 29 nos habla de regocijarnos en el Señor cuando nosotros damos voluntariamente.
You've listened well. I've tried to preach quickly. We're down to our last half a page. You ready for the last thought?
Dice, ¿usted ha escuchado bien? Vamos a terminar, estamos en la última página, ¿están listos?
The fourth thing that I see in this passage and that I believe we'll see in this campaign is a lasting impact.
Amen. La cuarta cosa que yo miro aquí en el pasaje y vamos a mirar en esta campaña es un impacto duradero.
I want you to see it in verse number 18. The Bible says, "O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee, and give unto Solomon my son a perfect heart to keep," this is future, "thy commandments, thy testimonies, thy statutes," this is future, "to do all these things, to build the palace for the which I have made provision."
Versículo 18-19 de Crónicas 29 dice, Jehová, Dios de Abraham, de Isaac, y de Israel, nuestros padres, conserva perpetuamente esta voluntad del corazón de tu pueblo y encamina su corazón a ti. Versículo 19, asimismo da a mi hijo Salomón corazón perfecto para que guarde tus mandamientos, tus testimonios, tus estatutos y para que haga todas las cosas y edifique la casa para la cual yo he hecho preparativos.
David said, keep this in their hearts forever.
David dijo, mantenga esto en sus corazones para siempre.
May this project lasts long after I'm gone, he says.
Que este proyecto dure mucho más tiempo después que me haya ido yo.
May it impact our children and our grandchildren.
Que pueda impactar nuestros hijos y nuestros nietos.
So why these projects and why this capital campaign?
Entonces, ¿por qué estos proyectos? ¿Por qué esta campaña de capital?
To glorify God through his work here and to change lives in Orange County and around the world.
Para glorificar a Dios aquí y cambiar vidas en el condado de Orange y por todo el mundo.
What do we need to see that happen?
¿Qué necesitamos para ver eso realizar?
We need to see a generational partnership working together.
Necesitamos ver un grupo generacional trabajando junto.
With a sacrificial effort.
Con un esfuerzo de sacrificio.
Giving our service and our affection and of our silver and gold over and above.
Dándonos nuestro afecto, nuestro cariño, nuestro amor del oro y la plata más de lo normal.
And a willing involvement that will bring joy to us, honor to God, and joy to other lives.
Y una participación voluntaria que traerá nosotros gozo a nosotros, a Dios y a otros.
And I believe we are going to look back in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, 10, 15, 20, and we will see a lasting impact.
Vamos a mirar hacia atrás en 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 años y vamos a mirar un impacto duradero.
You say, how do you know that's true?
Usted dice, ¿cómo usted sabe que es verdad?
Because you're sitting here today.
Porque usted está sentado aquí hoy.
I hope that your life has been impacted in a positive way this morning.
Oh, espero que su vida ha sido impactada de una manera positiva hoy, esta mañana.
You know why we're here in this service today?
¿Usted sabe por qué estamos aquí en este servicio hoy?
Because some people in 1978 stepped out by faith to buy land in Irvine on Bonita Canyon Drive.
Porque un grupo de gente salió por fe en 1978 y compró un terreno ahí en Irvine.
And a small baby church had some generational partnership.
Y una iglesia pequeña tuvo un grupo generacional.
A sacrificial effort.
Un sacrificio voluntario.
A willing involvement.
Involucrados voluntariamente.
And now 40 years later there's a lasting impact.
Y ahora 40 años después hay un impacto que todavía dura.
Stay on your pulpit.
Oh, thank you very much.
I want to remind us there will be students graduating from Newport Christian School to embark upon a lifetime of service that will impact countless people.
Quiero recordarles esta mañana que va a haber estudiantes que se van a graduar de la escuela cristiana para embarcarse en una vida de servicio que impactará a innumerables personas.
A couple years from now, there will be people sitting here on a Sunday with their marriage put back together because they found Christ in this auditorium.
Unos cuantos años habrá personas aquí sentados que su matrimonio será unido nuevamente porque encontraron a Cristo aquí.
There will be Spanish people who are filling, Spanish-speaking people who are filling the community center every Sunday.
Habrá gente que habla en español que estarán llenando el centro comunitario cada domingo.
There will be teens growing in grace in the youth center.
Habrá jóvenes creciendo en gracia en el centro juvenil.
There will be boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas in churches, orphanages, medical missions facilities scattered around the globe learning of the love of Christ because of what we are embarking on today.
Habrá niños y niñas, mamás y papás, abuelos y abuelas en iglesias, orfanatos y instalaciones de misiones médicas repartiendo por todo el mundo por lo que está pasando hoy.
Liberty Baptist Church family,
Iglesia Bautista Libertad,
let's change lives.
Vamos a cambiar juntos vidas hoy.
With our heads bowed and our eyes closed,
con nuestros ojos cerrados,
we're going to have a time of invitation. And we do this every Sunday, but today's going to be a little different. Maybe sometimes you're not in the habit of coming forward. I don't want this. We just sang, Lord, I need you. I don't want this project to be in our own strength, in our own power. And I'm going to ask maybe some of you to slide out, and maybe you don't normally come, but come and pray for your church. Come and pray for your pastor. Pray for those missions works. Pray for those that are considering what God would have them to do, and ask that if this is God's work and if this is God's plan, that he would provide for that. May I say this, if you're here this morning and you don't know for sure that heaven is your home, you wandered into church, maybe it's the first time you've ever been in church. I really didn't preach a real evangelistic message, a little different service. But may I say this, if you have some questions about Jesus or the Bible, when we come forward, and I hope some people will come forward to pray in a few moments for their church, when we do, if you have any questions, we want you to slide out of your seat, and you come forward, and we'll have someone take the Bible and seek to answer your questions. This is a time of invitation. We invite people to reflect on what they've heard and to respond. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to open up the altar, and I'm going to ask that some in our church would maybe bring your families and pray that this project over the next 3 years, God would use it to impact lives for decades. Dear Lord, you know that we've sought to honor you with this service. We've sought to prayerfully bathe every aspect of this service. Lord, for months and months, we've been preparing toward this day. I pray that we would not have done something that was in our own power, our own wisdom, our own strength. Lord, you know, as I stood here before I preached, I thought about this project. And once again, Lord, I thought, this is too big. It's bigger than me. But God, when we launch out by faith to things that are beyond our power, that's when we see you move in a mighty way. And Lord, when it happens, we can't take the glory. We have to say, God did it. I believe you're calling our church out by faith to do some things that are a little scary maybe for some and bigger than we've maybe done before. But I believe, Lord, your word tells us that you honor faith. And I pray that all of us would embark on this journey of faith. Lord, if there be any here this morning that have some questions about their eternal destiny, they don't know for sure about heaven or hell, I pray that they might slide out and let somebody take the Bible and show that to them. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, let's stand together. The piano begins to play, and maybe some families would come forward and pray for this project. Pray for this campaign. Pray for your pastor and the leadership of our church, the staff and the deacons. Pray for one another. Again, I don't want this to be a manipulation, a guilt trip. I don't want it to be a have to. I want it to be a want to, a get to. Our church is seeking to launch out by faith to impact. Our school is seeking to launch out by faith that over the course of the next decade or two or three, if God would tarry in his coming, what we're doing here today, what we're launching out in today, will touch tens of thousands of lives through Liberty Baptist Church, Newport Christian School, and the missions works around the world. Pray that God would be glorified, that the gospel would be proclaimed, and that lives would be forever changed.
Thanks for listening to Messages from Liberty. Tune in next week for more helpful Bible teaching, or subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with our current series.